Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Christian Litton and Shelby Williams here from Ramshackle Cabaret, here to talk about New Year's teas coming up on Wednesday. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning, Erin.
Always a pleasure, and for full disclosure, I am one of you, one of the Ramshackle Cabaret crew. So for folks who may maybe new to town or have been just being hermits for the last literal decade, Shelby, give us a little lowdown. Who are we as Ramshackle Cabaret as a group? What do we get up to?
We're a bunch of arty, dancey weirdos, and we we like getting together for a good cause. We raise money for reproductive rights and reproductive health organizations in Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. We've been putting on variety shows for over 10 years. We're most known for our what we call the big show, which is what we do in the spring, and usually mid-February, as close to Valentine's as we can. And we get together with our little community. We always invite more people to join the show, but yeah, we have a pretty close-knit group of artistic folks get together, put on a very adult show, lots of laughs, lots of bedazzles, lots of sparkles. Pretty good time.
Excellent. So this is something, the New Year's tease is a newer development to our repertoire. Like you said, the big show that we have in February has been the mainstay, the big event, thus calling it the big show. But New Year's Tease has been something that's been added in within the last handful of years.
Yeah, yeah, we've always done kind of like a holiday-esque show.
Yeah,
like,
our
for the most part.
Smaller show
that we would typically do in December as kind of like a warm-up for the show in February. And over the years, we've done it in places like the Mean Queen. And as the show has grown and we saw a need for something on New Year's Eve, the last few years, we've been doing it in Otis Theater. And it's been really great. It's a lot of fun. And the last couple of years have had Slacktide with us too, joining us on stage for that show, and so it's a ton of fun and good way to spend the New Year's Eve, evening.
I'm always excited to play with Slacktide. They bring such amazing energy to the stage.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
It's so good.
It really ups the production value. To be like, we have a house band. we're those people. It is pretty damn fun, and they are just consummate professionals.
Yeah, super fun to work with.
Talented.
Yep.
So they'll be on stage. So for New Year's Teas, this is a different type of show than the one in February. February, as you were saying, Shelby, is a big production, huge cast, mm-hmm. Like storylines. There's it's a whole journey we're taking people through. How does New Year's Teas vary from that?
I like to say that we kind of we lean into our roots a little more with our kind of ramshackleness, that we tend to, you know, do smaller type acts, usually smaller groups, and it's a chance, it's a little bit smaller stage, so it's a chance for people that are maybe new to the group to kind of dip their toe into the arena. It's a different vibe because it's in Otis Theater instead of Centennial Hall. But it's still that kind of variety show and pretty, you know, typical variety show, adult variety show with just dance acts and comedy acts. There's even this year, maybe even a magic act. I don't know if I should say much more, but like a lot of fun variety stuff. And so it's a good way to, you know, ring in the new year, just going and watching a bunch of community members here in Sitka do some fun stuff on stage.
And as you were saying, and as a reminder, this is an adult variety show.
This is not family friendly. It's adults only. Yeah,
you'll be ID'd at the door. It's 21 and over.
It's still very friendly, but it's adult friendly.
Adult friendly, yeah. For mature audiences only. Yeah. And something also that is unique with the New Year's Teas is it's a two for one special, for at least for the performers. It's two shows in one evening. So for these two shows, this was kind of from we heard what the people were asking for and we delivered. Mm-hmm. I know, Shelby, you were saying we had a lot of some folks who would come to our shows be like, we love it, but why has it got to be so late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once we started doing the New Year's show, we were like, well, we don't have to be up until midnight. Maybe we could do an early show and let people, you know, scoot out of here, get home by 9 p.m., get to their sitters, let them go home, or let their sitters go party for New Year's.
Right.
And it has been pretty successful. I think people really do appreciate having an early show.
Yeah, the reception's been really good. People have told me personally that they really enjoy and appreciate that there is another option besides just something late at night to go celebrate, you know, mm-hmm. until midnight. So it's nice to have an early show, too.
And it's fun for the performers, too, to have that... all that action packed into one evening.
Yeah, if you're going to put a show together like this and you're going to put in all that time to practice your act and whatever, it's like, you know, if you only get one chance to perform it, it's like, it doesn't feel like quite enough, you know? And so mm-hmm. getting to do two shows in one night is a lot of fun for the performers mm-hmm. as well.
There are some perks to going to the late show, however, mm-hmm. on top of already, you know, being there for midnight, if that is what you're into. We also are including a complimentary champagne toast, dancing with Slacktide from 11:30 to 1 a.m. And then last year we got the bonus of catching the Northern Lights.
Mm. Oh gosh, I remember that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it could happen.
That was pretty magical.
No promises.
No promises.
That's not part of the guarantee, no.
But you got to be there to find out. Yeah. In case you have any FOMO to going into it. And there are still, for those show times, what are the times for the early showing and the late showing?
We have two shows. So the first show is at 6 p.m. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. The second show is at 9:30 p.m. and the doors will open at 8:30 p.m. So you get an hour before the show starts to kind of come in, get a drink, settle, relax, mm-hmm. hang out, get your seats, stuff like that. So.
And there are still tickets available for both shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah. And you can go to fineartscamp.org/shows. For those tickets. So they are available online. So really easy to kind of click and pick and get your seats and your tickets and stuff.
Excellent. And Shelby, we were talking before we went on air for the early showing. There's a little more tickets available for general admission and even a handful of VIP tickets still available for the early show. Late show, though, that's those are a little more dear.
They're starting to go fast. Yeah.
Yeah, they're starting to go fast. So if you're wanting to do that late showing up to midnight for that, you know, champagne toast, maybe sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
head over to get those tickets.
Yeah, they go fast. So,
and for these shows, for Ramshackle Cabaret in general, this is a collaboration with a lot of different people. Obviously, the huge volunteer cast.
It takes a lot of volunteers.
That we have.
Yeah.
We also have for New Year's Teas have Slacktide to give a big shout out for of being our house band. But we also our parent organization.
Yes.
I'm trying to think the right term.
We always have to thank Art Change Inc., which is our kind of parent nonprofit organization that really helps us and allows us to do the things that we do and facilitates a lot of stuff for us.
Yeah, Ellen at Art Change is so supportive of us.
Yeah, we
excellent.
Love Ellen.
And then for this show, we have Mean Queen providing.
They'll be doing the bar
for us.
Enoki will be doing food.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excellent.
And then we have a photo booth up.
Yeah, we'll have a photo booth there. That is Perfect Moments. Mm-hmm, So a lot of organizations that we're kind of partnering with on this event. And it's very, very community driven, very, very fun. And we can't thank all these people enough. I mean, Fine Arts Camp for giving us such a beautiful venue and really working with us to allow us to put the show on when they're so busy, even this time of year. They're really setting up, you know, midnight on New Year's Eve is their kind of big push for the summer. So we really appreciate them letting us do this.
Yeah. And if folks need more information about, you know, if they didn't write down the show times and things like that, all of our social media is Ramshackle Cabaret, either on Instagram, Facebook.
Yep.
Look for the great, or the guest look the posters.
Look for our beautiful posters. The art was done by Claire Turner.
Yeah, thank you, Claire.
And all the details, all the info there is under the posters. But if you have any other questions, you can just message us on our socials.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And one more thing is we are still looking for a couple of, it's not volunteers, it's a paid gig for security.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. It's a thank you. Well,
yeah, we need one or two security volunteers for the late show, and that would be from 8:15 to 1 a.m. Helping out, making sure our performers are safe.
Yeah, it's basically making sure people don't get too enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going places they shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's you're not a big deal bouncer, but it's someone paying attention to mm-hmm. surroundings, making sure, people don't get a little too curious about what's behind all these doors and curtains.
Yeah, people start drinking. They get a little wild sometimes. Yeah.
That happens. So again, if folks are interested in, they're available, wouldn't mind being a part of the security team for that late show on Wednesday the 31st, contact us via our social media, on Ramshackle Cabaret, Instagram or Facebook. But if you're looking for tickets, they're still available. FineArtsCamp.org/shows. I guess we could say the best New Year's Eve show in town.
Yeah.
That is the New Year's tease with Ramshackle Cabaret. So Christian Litton, Shelby Williams, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Talking about it. It'll be a wonderful evening full of mature entertainment and lots of glitter and, again, just a good time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Aaron.